I'm gonna actually tape it with that one. Very good. Thank you.
No question.
Okay. So that's the nicest part, right? You sing Chazak, Chazak, Vinit Chazak. Now, you're Baal Kori?
Yes.
You're Baal Kori. So you start off singing Chazak, Chazak, Vinit Chazak, and many people don't know. What's the halacha? What do you have to do in the Baal Kori? When you say Chazak, Chazak, Vinit Chazak, what do you have to do? Close the Sefer. You ever know that one?
Yeah, it's not in the Sefer Torah.
You're right. Because if you don't close it, then the implication is it actually
is written in there.
Very good. Rothschild is good, Yitzi.
Yeah.
Good, good. So now we say Chazak, Chazak, Vinit Chazak. The Gemara in Brachos says that there are arba dvarim tzrichim chizuk. There are four things that need chizuk. Anybody heard this Gemara before? Four things. Number one, tefillah. Number two, Talmud Torah. Number three, derech eretz. And number four, ma'asim tovim. You might ask me what's the difference between derech eretz and ma'asim tovim. It's a good question. It depends how you understand both what derech eretz is and what ma'asim tovim is. Okay? Four things need constant re-challenging yourself, re-vigoration, re-energizing yourself. Tefillah, Talmud Torah. So what I want to do very shortly tonight is hopefully touch on all four of those points to be mechazik ourselves as we are ototo, as they say in Israel, getting ready for Kabbalah Satorah. And what I'd like to do tonight is to analyze one of the brachos min haTorah. What are the two brachos min haTorah? Arguably, yeah. Which, number one is Birchas Hamazon. What's the other one? What's your name again? Ariel. What last name? From. What's that? Yeah. What's the second Birchas HaTorah? Arguably, one was Birchas Hamazon, Achalta v'Savata v'Rachta. What's the second one? Birchas HaTorah. Very good. Birchas HaTorah. Most Rishonim, and that's why if you look at Siman Mem Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to tell you Birchas HaTorah tzarich lizayir ma'od mod. Why? Because it's Doraisa. And I want to analyze with you whether it's two brachas, three brachas. I want to focus in on, and I said I was going to start off with a song. I'm not a liar. Midbar Sheker Terchak, I'm not going to lie. But I want to look at the song of Shweki. It's actually a bracha, right? Vaharavna. I want to understand Vaharavna. We're going to give three approaches to understand every single morning that I hope after this night seder, mishmar, sichas, musar, whatever you want to call it, that you'll be able tomorrow morning to be mekayim the doraisa on a much deeper level. Because hopefully you have three understandings of what this bracha means. But to help me, I'm out of Eretz Yisrael now. I'm actually also an Avelus. I lost my mother. So one of the things I've been thinking about how hard it is for me is that I'm not listening to a lot of music. It's very hard for me. Part of my neshama is that I like listening to music. I'm Avelus, I can't. So my one nechama I have is to sing a little bit. So if you take 2 minutes, I hope it's not cheesy, and no one's going to make you sing. But just sing Baharavna, then maybe we can understand it together. Seder?
Seder.
Seder. I have one or two people. If you don't like singing, you're a litvak, that's fine also. I guess it's going to be a solo. Hashem. Hashem Eloikeinu. Es divrei sorosecho. Befinu. Now that we sang it, I'll understand it. The Haravna. The Haravna. So most people here know without your art scroll here. The Haravna. What does it mean? You say it every single morning. Birchas HaTorah. De Oraisa. What does it mean? I picked on Rothschild already. That's from what's his name?
Zachary.
Zachary what?
Orenshine.
Who?
Orenshine.
Orenshine?
Yeah.
Great. You guys are all in 11th, 12th, 10th, 9th?
Sophomore, juniors.
All over.
All
over.
9 to 11.
No seniors. 9 to 11. No seniors.
No freshmen.
One freshman.
We don't talk to
seniors around the group.
What's your name?
Ephraim Krupnik.
Ephraim what?
Krupnik.
Nice to meet you, Ephraim. Yeah, so Zachary?
That means like to make a speech.
Make Mr. Orenshine says to make it sweet. The harav is to make it sweet. So why do we ask the Ribono Shel Olam to make the Torah sweet?
We want to learn it.
Because we want to learn it. Okay, the first bracha was Asher Kiddushanam Tzavut Tzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. So Machlokas Ashkenazim and Svardim, whether it's La'asok or Al Divrei Torah. Okay, it's a separate shir. But I said I'm practicing my drasha also, and I'm not going to say this in the drasha. So it's like a combination over here. Right, combination. Right, if I was given the full shir here, you ask the question, why is it La'asok B'Divrei Torah? What would you say? Well, to get busy. I know the answer. I'm saying, what's your name?
A.B.
A.B., what would you have said that the nusach of the bracha should have been?
Lamod.
Right, maybe you would have said that bracha tashem akim mechol mashek shem zvanu. Lamod Torah. Right, that would be that's what the Maharal asks in the beginning of his Akdama of Tiferes Yisrael. He gives four answers there about why the bracha is actually la'asok and not lamod. Okay, to be busy with it. Good. So, we said that once you're learning Torah, then all of a sudden it's not enough to learn it. We say the next part of the bracha is to make it sweet. Okay? But I'm asking you more of a lumdish question. Why do I need to, what's built in that I actually need to make that tefillah? I mean, we don't want to ask the Ribono Shel Olam, please, you know, Asher Kid Yisharim Tzavit Zivanu Al Achilas Matzah. And then you should have said, V'harivna, because a lot of people don't like matzah. Right? Or you should have said, Baruch atah Hashem, Kedem HaKol HaMashar, Kedem HaShem, Tzvavet Tzivanu, Al Natil HaZuluv. And then you should have said, oh, Baharavna, why all of a sudden over here do we have this, if it means to make sweet, why all of a sudden here did Chazal say that we needed to be able to make it sweet, that part of the bracha is to make it sweet? Yes, sir. Name again.
Avi Finkelstein.
Avi, go ahead.
Because by matzah, then you just have to eat it, but by Torah. By Torah, it's supposed to be sweet. You're supposed to not just know the information, but it's an experience.
So first of all, I can argue with you about the matzah piece. Whether you're just a pure achila, you're not supposed to enjoy it. I can argue with there. I'm not going to now. But the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, right? We'll talk about that whole idea of not eating because you have to have it. Bihidura. It's not just pure, what you could call achila gasa. I'm not going to argue with there. But you're already telling me that there's something fundamental of Torah. I'm even saying the step before that. The step before that is, part of Torah is what? It's hard. Amelos Batorah, this week's parasha. Imichukotai Telechu. Concept of Amelos Batorah, you got to work hard. And therefore, if you work hard, it's taxing. We need a tefillah to what? We need a tefillah to ask the Ribono Shel Olam that what? I should make it sweet. And not only is the actual learning difficult, and it's supposed to be difficult, but also what? Also, any stage of life that you're in. You could say, look, I have an excuse. But there's a very important Rambam for you to know. The Rambam says, in Perek Aleph, it's not in front of you yet, the sheet I'll give you is gold. We'll do that in a second. But the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, says as follows. He explains, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael. Every single Ish Mi Yisrael, Chayu B'Talmud Torah. Okay, very nice. Bein Ani, doesn't matter if you're poor. Bein Ashir, doesn't matter if you're rich. Bein Shalem B'Gufo, whether you're totally physically fit. Bein Bal Yisurim, whether you are having your aches and pains. Bein Bachor, doesn't matter how young you are, you can have all the excuses. I have so many things, adolescence, girlfriend, you got it. I have every excuse in the book. Bein Shaya Zakein Gadol, whether you're really old, Shetoshash Kocho, that you are weak. Afilu Aya Aniyah Mitparnes Minat Stakau Mechazer Al Ptachim, even if you're a person who searching for money, knocking on the doors. Afilu Baal Isha Ubanim. You're married. You have a wife to try to make happy. Good luck. And you have children. Right? And you have children that drive you crazy. Gray hair. Right? This is what happens. Not so old. Trust me. The kids. You'll get there. Chayov likvoa lozman l'tam l'torah bayom uvalayla. Vigita shenemar vigita bayom uvalayla. In essence, it's not only the actual learning, which is supposed to be Adam Kiyomus, the concept of really toiling, but also what? Also, just life. Life and all of our different stages of life. And therefore, we need to ask that what? The Haravna. Make it sweet for me. Make it sweet for me, even though I'm exhausted learning Daf Yomi at 12 o'clock. Or I'm going through a Reb Chaim and it's tough. Make it sweet for me. And there, that's why it's not surprising, as much as it is surprising, that when you get to the Gemara in Pesachim, that says there's a machlokas between Rabbi Loz, I think it's Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Yoshua, if I'm not mistaken, and Daf Samachesim Abeis, that when the Gemara says about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, that they both darshan the same, there's two Pesachim. One Pesach says, Atzeres Lashem Atzeres Lashem Alkecha. And the other one says what? The other one says Atzeres Tielachem. So it's Machlokas. Which is it? Is it supposed to be Lashem? Or is it supposed to be for you? You've heard this one before, right? So one says, no. One says it's Oze Oze. It's all or nothing. You either got to choose all in or all out. It's all God or it's all you. Versus the other opinion that says what? Chatzi Lashem. Chatzi Lachem. Now, we get to Shavuos. Comes Omar Rabbi El Azar and says what? When it comes to Shavuos, which is surprising, why? What I'm about to answer. What is it? Everyone knows this Gemara? What does Rabbi Elazar say? We have this big machlokes by Simchas Yontif and how you're supposed to do it, whether it's Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, or Oh, Kul Hashem, Kul Hashem. Now comes Shavuos and what? Hakol Modim that. Says that it's
Chatzil Hashem,
Chatzil Hashem. Nope. Hakol modim, everybody, even according to the opinion, who says you got to be what? All or nothing. Everybody here agrees by Atzeres that you don't have the choice. Atzeres, you need what? Lachem. Everybody says to be in a nami lachem. He doesn't say kul lachem. But he says, even according to the opinion that you would say all to Hashem, here, Shavuos is different. Which is just like, that's a different shiur about like, you know, I have a friend of mine who works with the Umot HaOlam, and they said, you know, to be able to take off for a Chag, they said, okay, I know about, you know, your Sukkot holiday, you go into Hutz. I know about your Passover holiday, but like this next, I know this, when's that cheesecake holiday coming up? They call it a cheesecake holiday. It's like embarrassing. It's embarrassing, a cheesecake holiday. You know, for us carnivores, you know, like, what is going on? And within this explains the Gemara Komodim Ba'atzeres Dibi'ina Nami Lachem. But by Shavuos, everybody agrees, you need Lachem. My time, explains the Gemara. Yom Shenidna Bo Torah. It's the day that we got the Torah. The day the Torah was given. If anything, Pumfakir, exactly the opposite. What's your name?
Jacob Rosenfeld.
Very good. I would say the opposite. I would say the opposite. So what's the explanation? So I'm going to tell you what Rashi says, because it's within my drush here. I will give you a good maramakum. You should look at the Meshech Chachma. He gives a different pshat in this, in Vayikra Chav Gimel. And he says an unbelievable pshat. But we're just going to do Rashi, because we're sticking with my, you know, you got to keep the drush for 12 minutes. This year I got to give it to, you know, until 20 more minutes. But we got to keep the drush. Rashi says, Dibina Nami Lachem, these are one of these things you got to put in your pocket. This is gold. Rashi says, She yismach mo bo b'machal mishte laharot shenoach umekubal ze umekubal yom ze liYisrael shenana bo Torah. Everyone agrees here that you need what? You need it to be lachem. You have to show the baharivna that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to you, and you have to eat it with a good kiddush. You have to eat it to be able to show that you're happy with it. And I think what's behind that is the two levels which I explained. Number one, the etzem learning is hard. The kinyan Torah is hard. The amelos of Adam Kiyamos. And number two, mitzad the gavra of how much in all stages, in all the challenges, very, very difficult. Adkan, the first pshat. We can go more, but I want to keep it short. Number two, there are another two definitions of what does it mean, v'harivna. Anybody have any other thoughts? What is the word v'hariv besides sweet? What? That would be karov, right? Yeah, what do you say?
Maybe like ariv, like a mixture?
Very good, a mixture. Very good, a mixture. All the Hasidic masters. I'm going to quote from Svas Emes. Svas Emes says that it's coming from a mixture. Now, what does it mean, mixture? There are different ways to understand it. The Svas Emes is actually in next week's parsha. Svas Emes in next week's parsha, and parsha is by Midbar. Because the Medrash explains that to be able, it's not by chance the Torah was given in the Midbar. And the Medrash says, why was it given in the Midbar? Different reasons. One of them, it says, is ma elu chinam lekol ba'e olam. In the Midbar, right? Everything is ownerless. You can just come and take it. It's in the Midbar. Kach divrei Torah. I can't think anymore when you have YU Torah and you have all these things. You can have Torah anywhere you are. On the train, wherever you are, you can be listening to Torah. I mean, literally, there are Rosh Yeshiva that have given a sicha here on a Thursday. They flew to Eretz on Friday. I saw them. Less than 12 hours. What they said on Thursday morning, I had already heard in Eretz Yisrael, and I told them I really like that. And they're like, whoa. Because it's so there for you, like Bamidbar. It's accessible for everybody. Then there's a different pshat, says the Medrash. Dover Acher, in Eif Shah. That you, excuse me, Osa Atzmo Hefker Kamidbar. If a person does not make himself hefker, ownerless like a midbar, eino yochol liknos haTorah v'mitzvos. So the Svas Emes says it's a stira. Which is it? Is it that it's totally free for anybody to come and take, or is there a grueling process that I have to make myself a midbar hefker to be humble, to be kona Torah? Which is it? Is it anybody could just go onto the computer, not have any type of real inner strength, or can what? Or, no, you have to have this inner strength of Midbar Hefker. L'chora bet elu aperushim sotrim zetz, explains the Svas Emes. Ki eichem chinam shetzrichim lasod atzmeinu v'nechaseinu hefker kemidbar. So he says there are tzvei dinam. There's one din in a chinami that says you can go get Torah, you can go listen to a shir, and hear and repeat it, and spit it out. That's one level. But for a Kenyan Torah, Liknota Torah, to be dvekut ba Torah, there, that's what we ask the tefillah, Ve'harev na Hashem Elokeinu. Shiyet tarovis ha-Torah b'fe'adam. It's not just something that's in one ear and out the other ear. It's not something I just spit back on a test. But it's something that is divrei Torah nivla'im b'damo. It's something that's mixed into my ethos, into my essence. Ki heim chayenu v'orach yamin. I believe in the Torah that I'm learning, and it has become part of me. This, I believe, is something we could talk on two different levels here. Number one is when Rav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Tzadik Livracha, they had his video. They had the video of at 80 years old. So I don't know if it was a persomet, an advertisement of Rav Yehuda Amital, the previous Rosh Yeshiva, Zatzal, where he had his son come over to him and said to him, I just saw this soccer player, this famous soccer player. I don't know who the soccer player was. I just saw this famous, he was so excited about it. And he said, Abba, it's as if I saw Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Meaning, his whole impression of being excited was, for an unbelievable soccer player, was as if he saw Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Because Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was a person that I had the schus of learning 2 years under. The person who understood this Baharav message. This message of being mixed in. Of mixed in that you become a Chafzah Shal Torah. And this is what I want to share with you. That before Rav Aaron, there was, you may have heard of him, Rav Sadja Gaon. You've heard of Rav Sadja Gaon?
Yeah.
So there's a story here that the Ben Ish Chai, that I ask my Talmidim all the time, why do we learn Torah? Why do we learn Torah? A lot of different answers, and hopefully you'll continue developing it. But one of them is this Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos here on Daf Yud Zayin, to the left in front of you, says, Tachlit Chochma Tshuva U'Ma'asim Tovim. Says the whole purpose of Torah is Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim. As the Ben Ish Chai, Kosher, because Havalei Lomar, Tachlit Yirah Tshuva U'Ma'asim Tovim. If you want to say it's a Musar Sefer, I understand. The whole purpose of Yirah is Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim. Furthermore, Tshuva is not something that's midi. It's only when you mess up. But Ma'asim Tovim are all the times. Explains the Ben Ish Chai based on an unbelievable... It's story time. Story time about Rav Sajja Gaon. Rav Sajja Gaon, it says over here, I'm not making it up, it's right in front of you. Shaholach li'ir achad b'shvil esek achad. Rav Sajja Gaon went to a certain city, he had certain business there. V'yoshiv sham eze yamin v'nitarech itzal balabait. He went, for our case here, he went to Tinek, and he was staying by a certain balabas on Ogden Street. He was just staying there, hanging out. In Yom Rishon, Hevi lefanav shnei minei tavshinim u'shnei minei pirut. On the first day they came, they brought him two nice steaks from Smoky Joe's and two other nice delicacies. Very nice. Then what happens? The next day, Yom Sheni, Hevi lefanav shlosha minei tavshil u'shlosha minei pirut. On the next day, he brought him not only two Smoky Joe's, but he brought him one Noah's Ark. He kept upping the ante. Kept up in the ante. And then what happened? Yom Shlishi, Hevi Elefanav, Arba Minei Tavshil, Arba Minei Perot. And onwards and onwards. Every single day that Rav Sajja Gaon stayed by Ogden Street, they upped the ante of the Hachlas Sorchim, giving more foods and more fruits. Until the end. Ube'ir Chabali Pater Mimenu, when Rav Sajja Gaon wanted to leave, to go back to his city, Rav Sajja Gaon asked a very innocuous question. He said, Min hagosh el olam is kvod ha'oreach yered yom ayom. Flama ta osafta yom ayom. In layman's language, what happens? The first time you have a guest that you're excited about, what do? You're excited, you go out. But then the guy stays for a couple extra days. What do you tell him? Yeah, but either get out or you know where the fridge is. You know?
Go
help yourself. And here, it was Pumfakir, is the total opposite. What happened? So he answered him as follows. Amar Lei, let me tell you honestly, he says, Ani birishon heveti lichvotcha kifi ashmua sheshamati b'malatcha. At the beginning I brought you the Smoky Joe's because I heard your chashav yid. Ach, kevan sheashavti imcha laila achat. But after I sat with you for one night, ra'iti b'cha yitarom b'chashivut u'mala yoter mima shamati lecha. After watching you, and seeing your Vaharevna, seeing who you are, I had to add more. And when I was with you the next night, even I saw something else that I didn't see before. And therefore I added more. And each day that I sat with you, I saw an extra ma'ala, an extra added benefit of a ma'ala which I didn't see before him. Ba'ofen, ki koma shani yoshev imcha yoter, ani motzei b'cha yitarom b'ma'ala v'chashivut yoter. Therefore I had to add more. Even if there, we could end the story, but the story doesn't end. There's more. Ukishabar Rabinu Saja to his house. He cried. Bacha harbe. Vigazar tzom al atzmo 40 days. Fasted 40 days. His students asked him, why are you fasting? Why are you crying? Amar Lei, he said, I need tzarich lasos tshuva. Al asher chatati b'chvor abore yitbarach. Which I sinned b'chvor of Hashem. Ki kol yom shani lo meid bo Torah. Every single day that I learn Torah, I turn the page. Ani makir b'chvodo yitbarach yoter. Every single letter that I learn more of Torah, I'm able to get more and understand the chvodo yitbarach more. V'tzarech ani lo sif avodato v'yirato. I need then to add in my avodas Hashem, in my yira, and my reverence for mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Therefore, explains the Ben Ish Chai. Nimsa, kol tosefet chokhma sha'adam osif leidao levin begdulato yitbarach v'chodo. The whole purpose of this tosefet is to be mechadesh, that now you become a bal tshuva. And you go and add on ma'asim tovim. that through this Tosefet Chochmah, I asked you, what's the purpose of learning Torah? It is this Vaharivna, to make it part of you that now you are that much more of an elevated Eved Hashem, ki avodayim v'lo avodim la'avodim. Yira atzmo mashi, I know about before, you're ki ilu like a chote, because now I know even that much more. That's why tachlit chokhmah, the whole purpose of every time I'm learning more Torah, explains the Ben Ish Chai, is to do a ma'isa tshuva. And furthermore, to do more ma'asim tovim. Shiro'e atzmo shechayv lohusif mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. Amashe ya'ose kedei, latze ide chovato. This is the second pshat of the harivna, of the tarovis, to be able to make sure that it's not like the first part, what the Svasema said, which is, I heard a nice shir. Very nice. But to be able to make that kinyan, the midbar hefker, to make it part of you, that is something that takes it takes a certain amount of perspective and strength, that all of a sudden you're thirsty. You're thirsty to hear Torah from your rabbeim, from your friends, that you'll be able to then become that ishiyut, that personality of Torah. The third piece, which I want to conclude with, is a different pshat. The different pshat is Vaharivna. The truth is, I thought about this myself around 2 years ago, and I actually have the source. I can't find the source who said it, but somebody does say it. Vaharivna Hashem Elokeinu is that we ask the Ribbono Shalom, please, it's not enough just to make it sweet. It's not enough that I should become this person of an Ish Torah. But help me, Vaharivna, from the language of Arivut. Help me feel that I need to be a guarantor. Vaharivna Hashem Elokeinu, that I care enough about it. Vaharivna Hashem Elokeinu, divrei toratcha v'toratcha b'finu v'nia anachnu, that I care about just like a guarantor. What's a guarantor? It's someone who is putting himself on the line. Someone who's putting, cares enough that what? That if this guy defaults on a loan, it's as if I defaulted on a loan. And therefore, this is not something that's only limited to Torah, first of all. Where we have this idea, unfortunately at times we live in a generation of apathy. People just not caring. Like today, you heard not only about the deflated balls, but you heard about the pigur that happened in Eretz Yisrael. Again, say horrible. Somet Agush again, 16-year-old guys. Unbelievable. This is the chizuk that we had started out with. Torah, Tfilah, Derech Eretz. Rav Avi Nir explains, you know what Derech Eretz is? It's making ourselves, mechazek ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. But it's also this Vaharevna, which we have as Miloshen Arevus. And it's very hard because our Western values says, you know, you keep your distance, you have your life, I have my life. And it's true. You have to respect difference. At the same time, there is that fine chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Rabbeinu Bachai explains, chayuv adam l'lameid Torah l'chaveiro. Why? Shekol Yisrael arevim zelazeh b'chol ha-mitzvot. The mechayiv, what obligates me to teach you Torah, is this concept of arevus. And if I believe that, then all of a sudden, now when I'm davening in the morning, these three levels of Torah, hopefully, each one at different times, you'll be able to come to Matan Torah with a different perspective. The perspective of sweetness, because it's not always sweet. It's not always sweet. That's the question that Tosfos and Shabbos asks, which is, we have Nasa v'Nishma, but then we have the Gemara in Shabbos that says you have Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. Why do I need, Tosfos and Shabbos asks, if I already know Nasa v'Nishma, why do I need Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis? There are many different answers. What Tosfos gives, the Maral gives a lot of different answers. The Medrash Tanchuma. One of the answers is the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov explains, because when you have a lot of inspiration, Nasa v'Nishma, we were like Malachim. But guess what? Lo nitna Torah l'malchi asharis. Torah given to people. Sometimes we want it to be sweet, but a lot of times I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. And this, you have to be able to have, not only when we ask Hashem to be sweet, but sometimes it's not sweet. It's a tough sugya. I'm not feeling it. And I'm trying to. I'm just not understanding. And even I'm trying, Vahar of the second shot, I'm trying to be able to make it part of me, but, you know, I'm just having a tough time. The third pshat is you might close the Gemara at that point. But if you have this baharvna that you feel that you are the guarantor, that you have to make it happen, you will feel that you're responsible to be there. I'll give you an example. I'm in charge of an early minyan. I live in a place in the south. I live in a place in the south called Evan Shmua. So we have a thing called a WhatsApp group. Okay, it's called the early minyan WhatsApp group. And I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm a shugan. Because I love Tosefa Shabbos. I love that I have that extra hour with my young kids to be able to what? To be able to daven early. Okay, so I'm over here WhatsApping, making sure that there's going to be an early minyan. Now, in theory, you could say, look, I should be potter. Look, I'm on my way over here. I'm giving shiurim. What do I care? But if you feel that baharivna, you don't just look at it, okay, I'm looking for the out. Looking for the out. Because the Torah wasn't given to Bnei Noach. The Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is the struggle. And to be able to get to that third level of baharivna, that what you say matters. That what you say and what the effort that you're going to make in your Kabbalah Satorah is going to matter. It's going to matter to your siblings, to your parents, to your grandparents, and to your future children. That's when we sing, and when I started off with the song before, of Aharivna. Now I hope my bracha to me, my bracha to you, is that all three of these levels of Aharivna come true. And then when you think about Tachlit Torah, you are able to say, ah, I am now going to try to make it more sweet. Number two, to have the tarovis, not the tarovis of just being mixed up, but no. The afka with everything that's going on, to understand that it's keim chayenu, that this is something that's real to me. And number three is this concept of a guarantee, of feeling that I'm responsible. Just like when you're a captain of a team, and you see something's not going well on a team, you have to step up and be able to say, no, I'll lie, it's on me. Or if you're a mifakeid in an army, take a chrayas. So too, it's hard. What's me? No. The harivna, you feel it, you're able to get there. And Meretz Hashem, if that happens, we'll all have a beautiful Kabbalah Satorah together.
Amen.
For those who are